is to me, the theaters that I photograph, they're modern ruins.
Was there a gateway theater, like the first old abandoned theater you saw that you just couldn't stop thinking about?
Yeah, that would be the Lowe's Kings Theater in Brooklyn, New York. I had been photographing abandoned asylums for a number of years, and I was looking for something that was sort of the opposite, somewhere where people went to have fun. I ended up discovering the Lowe's Kings Theater, and I couldn't stop thinking about it, and I went and photographed it, and I was immediately hooked. And yesterday, I actually photographed my 99th closed theater.
Do those spaces still feel happy to you, or do they feel sad? Because I look at the photographs in your book, and they look so sad.
They do, because once you start, like, on the surface, you go in and you see how dilapidated the buildings have become. But there's always things to find, whether it's old ticket stubs, candy wrappers from the 60s, old movie posters. You know, you find people just posting online talking about, my grandfather used to take me to this theater, and it's a wonderful memory that I have and I'll have for the rest of my life. And I get contacted by those people, too. I get emails from people saying, you know, I've walked by this building for 10 years, and my grandmother told me she used to go here with my grandfather. And I've always heard stories about it, but I've never seen the inside, so thank you.
So I want to see one through the eyes of a photographer. Like, I want to see what you're looking at and what you're thinking about. I don't know, take us to the Paramount in Newark.
Okay. First thing I do when I get to a theater, I take a seat. And I just take in what details are left in the theater, what hasn't fallen, what do I want to capture. So are you familiar with the Batman villain Two-Face?
Yes.
So when I first photographed it, if you're looking at the stage, the right side was all intact, but the left side had all fallen. I think the box seats were, you could see the openings of them and a little bit of plaster work around it, but for the most part, it was all on the ground.
Is it dangerous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, but I've been doing this for quite some time, so I know where not to step. Like, the stage is usually very rotted. Most of the theaters I've been in, there's either a giant hole in the stage or it feels like you're stepping on a sponge.
You know, a lot of these spaces have been repurposed multiple times over. First for stage shows and musicals, and then came vaudeville, and then silent film, and then the talkies, and then, you know, more recently, live music and comedy. Does repeated reinvention like that take a toll on the space, or do you think it enriches it?
I think it definitely enriches the space. Like, if a theater became a church, there's two in New York City that I can name, the former Lowe's 175th Street Theater is now the United Palace, and they're actually starting to flip around, and they still have church services, but they're doing concerts, they're having special movie events, so they're sort of turning it back into a community space beyond it being just a church. And there's also the Lowe's Valencia, which is now the Tabernacle of Prayer for All People in Jamaica, Queens. And that one, it was really funny to me because there were statues above the proscenium arch of Greek gods and goddesses, and they were all naked. So they couldn't have that in a church. So they took them down and had someone add robes to them. I mean, they put them all back. Oh, and wings. So they're angels now.
What's the most interesting reuse of a movie palace that you've seen?
Oh, geez. Probably the Michigan Theater in Detroit. The theater, after it closed as a movie theater, became a performing arts center. And when that closed, it was around when Detroit was starting to get pretty bad. And it's attached to an office building. And the people who worked in the building were having problems. People were breaking into their cars, stealing their cars. And basically, they were concerned about that. And they told the owners, you need to provide us with a parking garage. So they were going to demolish the theater and build a parking garage. But when they sent out structural engineers, they found out that if they demolished the theater, it would weaken the structural integrity of the office building.